Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. It is a college football Saturday, and we are all fired up for today's card. Let's first of all recap last night, where we go to 11-6-1 on college football. We go 3-2. Nice wins on the South Dakota schools. I told you I like South Dakota State. They absolutely crushed Colorado State. South Dakota played the good defense against Kansas, kept that way under the 55.5, had a heartbreaking loss in that Duke North Carolina Charlotte game. The teams combined for 28 points in the fourth quarter, but they got off to a slow start, and that ended up costing us over under. We lost by 1.5 in that one. And then Michigan State, easy win on a +3 play against Northwestern. I said to sprinkle some money on the money line, and that was truly the better play from a value perspective, as that cashed easy against Northwestern. We lost to North Carolina, but we're not going to win them all. But year-to-date, 11-6-1. The plays we dropped on Wednesday for the college football card, now 5-2-1 with only one play remaining, that being the Texas Longhorns minus the 8 against Louisiana Lafayette. But winning day for us on college football, winning day overall, believe it or not, we were near perfection on baseball as well. Finally hit a Cubs over. They flew over the total yesterday against Pittsburgh. Hit the money line on San Francisco. Pushed on San Diego, Houston. Phillies, Marlins, we said the over 7.5. Well, they combined for 13 runs, so that was an easy winner. And then our parlay was oh so close. The Rays covered their 1.5, but unfortunately the Yankees came up a run short against Baltimore, only winning that game by 1. So we missed the $260 payout on the Yankees and Rays parlay. But overall, made $170.50 yesterday. That gets us a T-bone and a cigar, so we're happy with that. Now let's get to the card today, where we're going to lead off with a game under the radar that we want to bring to everyone's attention. And I know this could end up being a Tom Rinaldi story next week, and it'll make me cry on how emotional it was. But we're going to play an under between South Carolina and Eastern Illinois. The total's at 55.5. Our basis here is simple. Zeb Nolan is going to be starting for South Carolina. His story is he was at Iowa State, transferred to North Dakota State. Zeb Nolan then last year for North Dakota State threw 5 touchdowns and 6 interceptions at the same program that has produced Carson Wentz, NFL quarterback for the Colts, Easton Stick, backup quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers, and, of course, Trey Lance, most recently, now the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, or soon-to-be starting quarterback for the 49ers, I should say. But Zeb Nolan struggled at NDSU. That's tough to do. And to have a negative ratio, 5 touchdowns to 6 interceptions, that's unheard of at NDSU. I don't know if they've had that since the forward pass started, okay? So Zeb Nolan, in the era of the transfer portal, has everywhere to go potentially to be a quarterback. No one wants him. He ends up as a graduate assistant at South Carolina. Fast forward, they have some injuries. They have some other stuff go on. Guess what? Zeb Nolan is going to start a game in the SEC this week. I know it's against Eastern Illinois, but he's the starting quarterback. South Carolina has a ton of talent compared to Eastern Illinois. Eastern Illinois has already played a game. They lost it. They're predicted 7th in the Ohio Valley. Not a good conference. I get all of that. This game sets up to the fact Zeb Nolan's not going to throw much. It's going to be run central, and it's a 55.5 total in the opening week for South Carolina. Play the under, maybe even sprinkle a little money on Eastern Illinois on the spread number as well, but I'm going to play the under between South Carolina and Eastern Illinois under 55.5. That is the off-the-radar game that I really like this week. Also on the college football card, we have Arizona. We're going to play Arizona +12.5. This line opened at 9.5. It is skyrocketed to 12.5, and I'm not sure why. BYU only has 11 starters coming back. They obviously lost a quarterback in Zach Wilson. We saw with Ohio State, when you lose a marquee quarterback like that, you normally do take a little bit of a step back. Jed Fish is now the new head coach at Arizona. Things were falling apart at the end of the Kevin Sumlin era. I get that. But Jed Fish is an offensive guru. He's been a coordinator for a long time in Division I football, a lot of marquee programs. They're going to get up for the first game. They're going to be excited for this first game. And I think BYU, losing a Zach Wilson, losing a lot of starters, they're just not going to be clicking on all cylinders in week one. So we're going to play Arizona plus the 12.5. Next up, we're going UCLA and LSU over the 64.5. The value has moved on this line. It opened up at 69.5. It's dropped a full 5 points. This is game two for UCLA. I felt like UCLA held some stuff back last week against Hawaii. This is the game for Chip Kelly. He's going to make his statement. I actually think UCLA wins this game straight up on the money line as well, but the play here for me is we're going to go over the total. I don't think the LSU defense was all about Bo Pelini last year. I think there's deeper issues at LSU on the defensive side of the football. Ed Orgeron is trying to put a Band-Aid on it, but I think UCLA can expose that. This is going to be a shootout. LSU can score points. UCLA can score points. I love the 64.5 today, and we're going over the total between the Bruins and the Tigers. Next up, we're going Georgia State. Georgia State minus -2 taking on Army. If you like Louisiana Lafayette and you like the Sun Belt Conference, you got to love Georgia State. They're going to probably be the second or the third best team in that conference this year. They're at home against Army. Army's a good football team, solid program, well coached. We know all of that. However, this is a Super Bowl for Georgia State. They have a marquee opponent like Army coming in. They have the talent. They have 11 starters back on offense, 8 on defense. They played a Louisiana Lafayette team last year, very tough, played them into overtime. It's a quality football team. I'll take them at home, short line. It was at 4. Now I'm getting it at 2, so we're under that key number of 3, which we love when we can get a game we like under 3 because that gives us that field goal protection. So we're going to play Georgia State at home minus the 2. Next up, don't like this play, but I'm going to play it just because one of my very good friends loves Wisconsin. He has sold me on how good the Badgers are. I think he's full of it. But, yes, I am going to lay the 5.5 on Wisconsin against Penn State. This line opened at 3.5. It's now at 5.5. The only justification I have for it is fans are back at Camp Randall. That's an electric place to be if you've been there. Penn State on their third offensive coordinator in 3 years. I never like that because you're switching systems yet again. So even though you have some starters back, you completely change the offense again and you now try to go to an air raid after what you had last year. I don't think it is a recipe for success. So I think James Franklin, this is a bad matchup for him in week one, having to go against Wisconsin, trying to implement a new offense. And by the way, going against Wisconsin at Camp Randall. So I'm willing to believe my friend for once. We're going to play Wisconsin minus the 5.5 against Penn State. Next up, we're going to go down to Iowa. Iowa taking on Indiana. People think these teams, or Indiana's about offense. Indiana right now is about defense. Okay? This is a team that can play defense. Iowa, things are boring in Iowa. It's going to be a blah game. It's going to be a Big Ten slobber knocker. It's going to be 17-14, 20-17, something like that. I do not expect this one to have a ton of points. So we're going to play the under 46 between Iowa and Indiana. Next up, we're going to one of the marquee games. We're not going to play Georgia and Clemson. Don't know why. I'm just going to take it off, Georgia and Clemson. I've gone back and forth. I've played all four sides of that game. So when you're in that position, it's kind of a no play because I like too many things and I've sold myself on too many things. So I'm not going to touch that game. But the game I am going to touch that's marquee is Alabama and Miami. Miami, a quarterback that I love in King. I think they can score some points against Bama. I realize Bama's always dominant on defense, but I think Miami is going to get a few points today. And we know Alabama's going to score. So you put those two things together, let's go the over 61 between Alabama and Miami. Let's cheer for an up-and-down game because I think there's going to be a lot of explosive plays there, 50-plus-yard touchdown-type performances. And then Texas against Louisiana Lafayette. We locked this one in early in the week at minus 8. We're sticking with it. Once again, Texas minus 8 against Louisiana Lafayette. And then next up, we're going Ohio taking on Syracuse. Boy, Syracuse, Dino Babers, I thought he was going to do a good job there. They went, 1-10 last year at Syracuse? He is clearly on the hot seat in year 6. He's only had one winning season. This just feels like a program that has a dead man walking as the head coach, and unfortunately, I believe that's Dino Babers. Ohio on the other side, they have Frank Solich, who's been there forever. They're supposed to be number 1 in the MAC on their side, so you have the worst team in the ACC against the best or the second best in the MAC. The games at the MAC school, You got a dead man walking and Dino Babers as a head coach. Boy, I tell you what, the line at 1.5, Ohio on the plus side. This is just name recognition alone, because the numbers would point to Ohio should be the favorite here by about a touchdown. So I got to play him. We'll play the Ohio Bobcats plus the 1.5 against Syracuse. And then to wrap up the college football card, interesting line, Illinois -5 against University of Texas San Antonio. I don't know. Is it Nebraska's that bad? Maybe that's the case, but maybe it's Brett Bielema's that good of a coach. Illinois came to play last week. I also like the angle of, you could say it's going to be a letdown in week two for Illinois, but it's a new coach in Brett Bielema. He's not going to let a letdown happen in the second game at a school at home against UT San Antonio. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think already playing a game on Illinois' part is going to favor them. So I'm going to lay the 5 with the Illini. I think it should be a 10-12 line right now, but it's only 5. Yes, it's above the key numbers of 3 and 4, but boy, I got to play the Fighting Illini -5 and say, hey, Brett Bielema, I think you can coach football in the Big Ten anyway. So we're going to play the Illini again. And then let's go to golf real quick. Our golf play this week or today is Justin Thomas +140 against John Rahm. We beat Rahm twice last week. We've lost to him twice this week. We're going to go back a third time. It's too favorable. Justin Thomas is a good golfer. I think he could win today +140 against John Rahm. So let's cash that ticket together. Baseball, we have a parlay. We're going back to the Yankees -1.5. Baltimore's 41-92. Terrible bullpen. Yankees are going to get to him eventually. They're going to put up some big crooked numbers, I think, today. So I'm willing to lay the 1.5 with the Yankees. We're going to parlay that with the Mets -1.5. So it's a New York-style combination for us. The Mets are taking on the Nationals. The Nationals 7-23 since the trade deadline. They've been dreadful. The Mets are back to .500 with hopes of the playoffs again. Stroman's pitching. This is his 8th time pitching in a doubleheader. He's got an ERA of under 2.7 in doubleheader games. I think he can go the distance today, and I'll take the Mets in that one. So Yankees-Mets -1.5, $100 parlay will pay out $241.30. And then our other two baseball plays, Minnesota taking on Tampa Bay. We're going the over 8.5 there. Archer pitching for the Rays. He's still on a limited pitch count. That means that they're going to get into the bullpen early. Twins likely going to the bullpen early as well, because I think the Rays are going to score some runs today. So we're going to play the over 8.5 between Minnesota and Tampa Bay. And then we wrap it up with Texas and the Los Angeles Angels. We like the over 8.5 in that one as well. So huge, huge card today. We expect to cash a lot of tickets. Let's recap real quick. South Carolina, Eastern Illinois. You're off the radar under. Play it. 55.5. Play the under in that one. We have Arizona +12.5. Jed Fish's debut against BYU. We have UCLA and LSU over the 64.5. We have Georgia State -2 against Army. We have Wisconsin -5.5 against Penn State at Camp Randall. We have Iowa and Indiana in the snoozer under the 46. We have Alabama and Miami over the 61. We have Texas -8 against Louisiana Lafayette. We have Ohio +1.5 against Syracuse. Illinois -5 against UT San Antonio. We have Justin Thomas over John Rahm in golf. And then our parlay is the Yankees and the Mets on the 1.5 run line. Our overs are Minnesota and Tampa Bay and Texas and the Los Angeles Angels. And let's enjoy a Saturday. Good luck, everyone, and let's cash some tickets.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.